Prince. As I told Peter, I saw him perform a couple of times, and he's really a genuine genius. But he's also a human being, right? Believe me, celebrities are no different than anybody else. They have, you know, maybe some special contingencies and special conditions of their life and special stressors, but we all do. Believe me, it's often harder to be an attorney, be a doctor, than to be a music legend. It just is. These are all, we all have stressful lives. So please don't blame that on whatever this ends up having been. Also, celebrities have the opportunity for more things to run amok. They have more power. They have people around them that are unwilling to risk losing their access to the celebrity individual by, say, confronting them with some of their thoughts or demanding they get their act together or preventing them from doing drugs or addressing their thinking, whatever it might be. They are often surrounded by what people often call yes men. It's just sort of an insular coat of insiders, sycophants, whatever it might be. And listen, the celebrity themselves is as guilty of building that little entourage as the entourage is themselves for being so self-serving. They really are more interested in the access and the life around a celebrity than they are in the human being who happens to also be a special person with special talents, but still just a human being, right? Made of flesh, dies. Now, when a human being dies at a young age, and these days, trust me, 57 is still a young age to die of, quote, pneumonia, quote, flu, quote, heart conditions. None of those things mean a thing. We have no idea. They have given us no information about what he died of. That's all I can tell you for sure, is we have no idea what he actually died of. What we seem to be aware of is that he was hospitalized for an extended period of time. He was on a ventilator, meaning a breathing machine. Not really any cardiac conditions can do that. So when you hear that he had a heart condition, here's what you do. Go, no, that's not what happened. I mean, what heart condition? Did he have a heart muscle disorder, a congestive cardiomyopathy? No, really no evidence of that. And by the way, they wouldn't put somebody with a congestive cardiomyopathy on a ventilator for an extended period of time unless they were looking for a heart to do a heart transplant. So no. Could it be coronary artery disease, the usual progressive disease that causes heart attacks? No, nobody said anything about a heart attack. Nobody said anything about a rhythm disturbance. Nobody said anything about a valve disorder. Nobody said anything about an intrinsic muscle or a pericardial disease. So guess what? There's no cardiac disease. So a heart condition is nonsense. They're not telling us it's a heart condition based on what information has been given so far. So pulmonary. He had respiratory failure. And did we hear not, Steve, to help me with this, did we hear that there was flu or something? Flu, pneumonia, I've heard little rumors about that. He had flu. Okay, well, flu means nothing. He did not have influenza. People 57-year-olds don't die of influenza. Flu is a viral illness caused by the influenza virus. There are vaccines for that, so you don't have to worry about that for most people, though it's not 100%, of course. But at 57, you're not going to die of flu. I mean, for the most part. Let's just play the odds. It's 0.00001% improbable. All right, so he did not die of the flu. Take that off the table. Pneumonia. All right, so he had pneumonia. That's a real probability here because he had respiratory failure. And why would a 57-year-old get respiratory failure other than cancer, heart disease, something intrinsic in the lung? Did he have some intrinsic progressive lung disease, interstitial fibrosis? No. Did he have primary pulmonary fibrosis? No. Did he have emphysema? No. So he had pneumonia. Pneumonia in a 57-year-old. Well, that's weird. Why would a 57-year-old die of pneumonia? You know, 57-year-olds get pneumonia all the time. So you have to think, well, what the hell? What conditions make somebody under 60, let's be fair, even under 70, die of pneumonia? Well, there are two that do it every day. Drug addiction, drug and alcohol use. I don't know that he's a drug and alcohol user. I don't know that. But just, again, this is just thinking this through, what this could be. That does it all the time. The other thing, commonly, HIV and AIDS. The other would be sort of other obscure infectious diseases, and they'd be telling us what that was. Or obscure pulmonary diseases, they'd tell us that. They're not telling us that. They're saying pneumonia and waving their hands. Pneumonia caused by what? What organism caused that pneumonia? Very unusual for a pneumonia, so-called, to kill a 57-year-old, unless there are confounding underlying disorders. Again, the two most common in a young person, drug addiction, HIV and AIDS.